shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy this encore presentation, North State Now.
All right. We're live here at KCNR. How are you tonight? It's Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now. And, gosh, I do love doing this show because I get to reach out to people who inspire me. And, you know, and if you hear commercials, you'll hear, we'll talk about, like, authors, people in show business, people who own businesses in town, authors, songwriters, you know, you just name it. So I never know what's going to inspire me. A lot of times I don't book things out way in advance because I kind of just let things, kind of pick me as I pick it, if you will. So tonight I have, the first segment tonight, is going to be a very, somebody who I've grown to really, really respect. I'm glad she's in the studio tonight. You've heard about Pilates. She's the owner of Organic Pilates, and that's Carrie Grau. Good evening.
Hi.
So glad to have you on the air.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to do a shout-out to our producer, which is David. He's at the helm, and he brought in his little baby, Bliss.
So sweet.
Yeah, so, you know, so we're cool sweet. About that because it's all about life, isn't it?
Making it happen however you have to.
And so share with our listeners here on KCNR as you're driving around or somebody's listening. A lot of times people listen to this afterwards on KCNR1460.com. They can always go back in the archives if they can't hear it tonight. So many things happening in Reading, and we know that you're expanding.
Yes.
But I've been in your class now for about 4 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And my personal experience was coming to you after I had, had a hospital stay. My body had gone into sepsis. Mm-hmm. It was a long time to come out of the healing aspect of that.
Yeah.
And friends have talked to me about the Pilates class. So I came to you, I did a private.
Yes.
And then I joined Tuesdays and Thursday mornings.
Yeah.
And it's become like a religion for
yes.
me.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how you, Carrie, got involved in Pilates.
My Pilates journey started at the YMCA, actually, in the early 2000s. But I was teaching spin classes at the local Y, and they came to me and said, hey, we're going to put some mat Pilates classes on the schedule. Would you like to teach? And I was like, I don't know. I'm a spin instructor. I do not know. But let me read up on it. And so I started teaching mat Pilates at the Y, and I want to say that was like 2004, 2003, something like that. So I did that, and a friend of mine, this was a few years later, probably 3 or 4 years later, I saw her at a local studio here. It's no longer here, but I saw her posting that she was doing this quote-unquote reformer Pilates, and I was like, what is that? And I saw this piece of equipment, and it looked incredible, and I started to research a little bit more, and I just thought, I have to go in and see what this is. And I went in, and I fell in love with the movement, started taking it 3 days a week, and then they came to me and asked if I could start teaching for them. And then not too far into me being a student, I became an instructor. So that was almost 12 years ago. It's been about 13 years, and I've been teaching for about 12 years now.
Well, when you go into different towns and you see, you know, great big gyms that say Pilates.
Yeah.
What I love about your class is that there's six reformers.
Seven
reformers.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about your expansion in a minute, but let's talk about Pilates and how it began, and Joseph Pilates, and a little bit about what is so great about conditioning and the thought process behind how he started Pilates. So we understand the method.
Right, and a lot of people don't understand that when they see the word Pilates, they just think it's a methodology, it's a thing, it's a word. It was a person, it's a man. It's Joseph Pilates, P, capital P, so when you spell Pilates, it's got to be
right.
Capitalized. But he was in an internment camp. And he wanted to rehab soldiers. So he monkeyed around with these hospital beds, the metal beds, and that's where the frame came from, and did springs and stuff. But he was very, the method back then was very, very strict and very stringent, and it was about breath and all these things. But It evolved when he later moved to New York City, and he worked with a ballet and actresses and famous people. And then it just kind of evolved from there. And there's several types of, like, quote-unquote Pilates now. So very classical. I would say that my studio, we teach contemporary Pilates. So I take everything from the classical movements, but I make it, you know, available to everyday bodies, but still with a challenge, but just based in those classical roots, but, you know, just elevated in a contemporary way.
Well, if you go onto Wikipedia, they talk about George Balanchine,
yes,
and Martha Graham.
Martha Graham, and
they had come to New York in 1923. They became, they call them devotees.
Yes.
Or devotees.
Yes.
Sending their students to the Pilates for training and rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. So you think about people, you know, some of the ballet dancers from Balanchine's era, they would talk about their bloody feet.
Right.
Because he was, so what do you do after that? You go and you go into how to de-stress your body, how to be able to rehabilitate your bones.
Right. And just all over body conditioning, not just like one part of your body, or even when you come in now for a modern day class, I mean, it's meant to be whole body. It's not like one day you're working on your abs and your back and then your leg, you know, it's whole body. Every single class is whole body integration.
I've always been curious as to when you're on the reformer and you have your red string, your springs.
Yes.
You've got a yellow, a blue, and reds.
Mm-hmm.
And how you learn as an instructor to be able to know, okay, we're going to do yellow, we're going to do yellow and blue, we're going to feet and straps. I mean, if you've taken Pilates, how you learn that?
Well, there's a lot of different approaches to it, and there are some studios that actually use heavier springs than what we use in my studio. So red, there's a green spring that's basically equivalent to two of the reds, which the red springs are 45 pounds each. So if you can consider just one green spring would be 90 pounds. It's a learning curve. I mean, I know now when I'm going to go in and do something or put together a class, I just automatically know what spring. But if I don't, and if I'm doing something that I haven't taught in a while, I just jump on the reformer and try. But the spring tension changes the intention of the movement. You could do the same exact movement, but the second you change the spring to either lighter or heavier, then you change where you're moving from and why. So I think that's the beauty of it. It's like you could do this whole workout, and it's just so intentional. And I think that's what challenges me, and that's what I love to put together the classes, because it's ever evolving. You know, there's no end to it. There's like no, you know, I'm still not bored, you know, and I've been doing it for this amount of time.
Well, I want to share with our listeners that I take Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're not the same class.
Correct.
And there's never been the same class. I mean, we do one thing where we put the feet in the straps afterwards, and we do these circles. And I was sharing with you the first time I did that.
Yes.
I got tears in my eyes because energy released.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a beautiful way of making it creative. And what I also like with taking the classes of seven people is that you will be on top of form, which we all know is everything.
Right. Right.
To not be injured.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't ever want to micromanage or nitpick. I want to be able to give cues and let you and your own body figure it out. And the only time I really will go over and like actually correct someone is if they look like, oh, you might get injured there, that like you just did not under, like I didn't say it correctly, so I'm going to help you by giving you like a better correction, you know, that's on me, right? So, I definitely try to, you know, not micromanage, but be in a space where I can say something and you could make your own correction and get, you know, get the most out of the movement and what I intended it to be. And maybe sometimes it's missed, and that's okay, because next time we're going to get it.
Well, we're here with Carrie Growl tonight. She is the owner of Organic Pilates. We've got some exciting news to share in the next segment. And so I just wanted to have you come on tonight because you inspire me.
Thank you.
5 years and counting.
A little over six.
Yes, five years and counting. They always say if your business can last 5 years, you're a success. So congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
As you embark on some new adventures, we're going to talk about after the break. again, Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. You want to go to organicpilates.com to find out more information. And we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and always streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bott with North State Now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And welcome back to North State Now here on KCNR. We're very excited. You know, we love that music that kind of moves through our body. And with us tonight is somebody who definitely knows about how to have movement, change your health, your wellness, your experience. And that's Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. Welcome back to this segment. Coming up in the next segment, in the last half hour of the show, we have our Chicks and Chaps gals. I can't wait to bring them on and talk about, you know, what happened in 2025 and the plans in 2026. But, you know, as we talk about what it is to see things, how they expand, and when people grow. And so, Carrie, you're expanding. You've got a whole new, you've been in your business, and that place has been off of Athens. And we've seen how you've changed the reformers, and you've brought in Lululemon, and you've brought in all this really cool stuff along with your, you know, your infrared sauna in the back, and you have this little wellness area. So enter the next month. You have a brand new development.
Yes. As of December, I'm moving the studio, downtown, and we're going to be next to Curated and in between Curated and Theory, and that beautiful restored building that used to be Napa Auto Parts, and they've exposed this amazing brick from 1895. And I saw the space. I had a conversation with Dustin. I got the owner's number. I called, and I don't have any reason to move. I didn't have to do anything. But I saw this space, and I just walked in, and I just knew that I had to do something. So, expanding the studio and opening a lifestyle store that's just an extension of Organic Pilates, and it's just the way that we live in the studio and just kind of an elevated sense of, like, how we dress and, like, the products we use and just bringing something to the community in this space. Like, the building itself is just, I really don't have to do anything because it's so stunning. But it's just going to be this, like, sister location where the studio's in the back, the store's in the front, and you could flow from the front to the back. And, yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited about it because, you know how when you go out of town and you go places and there's always, like, that one store you want to go into, and maybe you, like, you don't have any intention of buying anything, or you're, like, you're not looking for anything, but it's just that feeling, and it makes you feel something,
right.
And maybe it smells a certain way, and you just want to experience that. That's what I want people to feel like when they want me. So, and just know that it's a completely separate, so it's a standalone, it's completely separate than Organic Pilates, but it was inspired by my love of movement and just the way that I live. And then I just want to bring that.
Well, since I've known you and I've been in your class for 4 years, you live, breathe, and you are all about organic, natural, certain things you won't put in your body.
Yes.
You live it.
Yes.
So
I try.
It makes sense.
80-20, I try.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, 80-20.
Well,
you know. I do the best I can.
Yeah, you really do. So you're bringing products in now that you're going, that you've studied, or you've met the owners or the people with not only the clothing line, but some of the products that you use. And this, tell us about the infrared.
The infrared sauna. I have this amazing, it's the Impulse infrared sauna from Sunlighten, and I've had it, gosh, it's been a couple of years now. I brought it into the studio, and just, again, as an extension of, you know, you're coming in and taking a class, and either before or after, and then people that don't even take Pilates do come in and use the sauna as well, so I do have that, but it's just another wellness tool to use, and it's good for sleep, it's good for stress, it's weight loss, there's so many things, and again, just consistency, so something that you use and you try to be consistent with it.
I want
just
some.
Another tool.
I
another
want
tool.
Some.
I know. So good.
Yeah. So you have like a dial inside there or something. You can go through a menu and say, okay, I need to distress, or I need to clean my pores, or And so
there's set programs, and then you could do custom. But so far, everyone's been so happy. There's a detox. There's a weight loss. There's a cardio. There's a stress relief. There's a pain reliever one. So. And they're all different times, like depending. And then the infrared is near, mid, and far infrared. So some saunas just have one, but this is all of those. And then depending on which program you go into, it will heat up a different way. Like maybe use the mid or the near, but not the far, just depending on what your reasoning is for going in or what that program is. So
now the good part, well, it's all good, but you have an introductory for the new, brand new space. And that's going to fill up pretty fast. So share with our listeners what you've created, some kind of package.
Yeah, I have a new student introduction, and it's the best way to get in the studio because you get to come in and do a semi-private with me or one of my instructors. So you get introduced to the reformer, what to expect, and then you're just literally with you and maybe up to three other people. That's it. And then you get two group classes after that. And then let's say you come in for that first time private and you're not ready to go to a group class. Well, then you have the option of doing another private in lieu of doing the two group classes. So you have options. Most people are ready to just jump right into class though after they've had the private. And then in addition to that, we also offer just your first session in the sauna just so you could experience that. So it's just a whole package, and it's $99, and it's on my website. And you could come in with friends, and
and then book like a private with two or three friends, and then say, okay, so now your classes do fill up, so you're expanding more classes in this new space.
Yes, I have more instructors. I have two other instructors that are going to be coming on. So probably after the first of the year, be adding more classes to the schedule. And, you know, it's going to change a little bit down in this area because there's going to be a lot more foot traffic. And we're going to add classes on Sundays. We're going to be open 7 days a week. Someone could get Pilates every day of the week. So, you know, and it took me a while to add Saturdays. I have Saturdays on the schedule now because for a long time it was just me in my little Pilates island. So
yeah, Pilates island. Well, I think what's happened is that you've had people that have taken the classes. They absolutely fall in love with it. And then you've been very generous in having where you can breathe life into having people that will teach for you or with
right.
you under organic Pilates.
Yes. Yeah. Which has been, I have some really, really great instructors that love to teach and love to be in the space and they understand the culture. And really my intention of organic Pilates is when you come into a class, you're going to know what to expect. So whether you come to a class with me or with Julie or Ryan or Allie or Heidi, it doesn't matter. You're going to get the same experience, but just with their personality. So it's not like a surprise.
Do you go through what you would call we'd be like a lesson plan
mm-hmm.
with people who are now under your tutelage and they've become in where they've got the hours in and they've instructed. Do you say, okay, here's a plan for
yeah.
the first class?
Yes.
So because it's probably hard to come up with
it is.
An hour.
Yeah. And I think
full
it's pretty
movement.
Overwhelming for
yes.
a new instructor. And so it's basically like you have a script and all you need to do is just, it's like a recipe and you just follow it and then that's it. And just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And yeah. So, and I mean, now when people come in, it, you know, I give them that. And if they could teach that way, then they're in. And if they can't teach that way, then maybe we're not a good fit. And
all
that's
right.
okay.
So you
yeah.
kind of like the form of how I teach.
Yeah.
I really want the people who work in all sorts of
understand the culture.
Understand the culture.
Right.
I like that. Well, one of the things I'm very excited about you growing and becoming a downtown business
yes.
As well. But the fact is that, you know, I can say I'm a witness that for 4 years that it's just really been something that I've stayed dedicated to, which is a lot for me with
mm-hmm.
a very busy schedule. I want to be in class on the reformer with you
right.
teaching. It's made a big difference in strength. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Right. Yeah.
You know, how are you in your heels and how are you holding yourself and how are you with your, you know, your posture and stuff?
Right.
You need to think about your breath. I mean, a lot
mm-hmm.
of people forget to breathe and it's just mindful.
Right. It's just movement and just good movement for everyday life. Like we're not trying to be anything. We just want to move really good in life and we want to feel good. We want to sleep well. We want to feel good, right? So, and consistency and like you said, I mean, you coming in and you know the difference because if you miss, I mean.
Oh God. I mean,
yeah.
I missed Tuesday, Thursday and then another Tuesday. So that would have been like a week and a half.
Yeah. It's brutal.
So then by Thursday, I was just like, I felt like I'm starting all over again.
Yeah.
But what a difference. I'm like, I got to get. You know, it's mm-hmm. really fun and exciting to feel like your body is missing a workout.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's not really, it doesn't feel like a workout to
right.
me. Like I don't dread it.
Right.
That's one of the things I will say to our listeners. I have never dreaded going
right.
to class.
I love that. And really, I mean, if you're doing a workout that at the end of the workout you feel better than when you walked in,
yeah.
then, I mean, that's saying a lot. And you should feel better. You shouldn't
yeah.
feel exhausted at the end of your workout. You should
right.
feel more energized or less stressed or whatever that is.
So Christmas is coming up. If you're thinking
yeah.
about getting somebody a special package, trust me, go to organicpilates.com. We have just about a minute left. Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. I'm so happy to be back here with you. I can't believe it. I mean, how many years it's been and just so fun. And I just have put my head down and I love being in this community and the support. It's overwhelming. And then I'm able to get into this space. That's incredible.
And they're building, they're helping you build your visual,
yeah.
your dream.
Yeah. The owner has been just so amazing. And then being next door to Dustin. And I mean, gosh, it's just, I'm a lucky girl.
Well,
and
her space has opened up and it's just yeah. gone boom.
Yeah.
yeah everybody's
beautiful.
Like, what is that? It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she just couldn't, you know, plus the light.
Right.
The light in that, you're
the
right.
Light.
There's magic in that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you, Linda.
You know, thank you for joining us here on KCNR. North State Now is the name of our program. This is Linda Bott. Coming up in the next segment, I've got the gals from Chicks and Chaps. We're going to talk about, you know, what's happened in our 2025 luncheon that we did, and you know, some of the programs that Chicks and Chaps sponsors, and what's where we're going in 2026. All exciting stuff. Thanks for being with us. David's at the helm. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Linda. This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Welcome back to our show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott with North State Now on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, always streaming live on KCNR1460.com. David's at the helm. We are live tonight. Very excited to be here. And I have three beautiful guests in my studio right now. One who wants to be over there and be shy, but she's experiencing I don't know if she's got stage fright, but she's also celebrating an anniversary, so we're just going to shout out to our beautiful Jordan over here. But we've got Sheila Hoyer. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And Terry Morlock, the girls that I've worked with. I always call girls because we're always girls at heart, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
We like our little pink pom-poms and anything that has to do with, you know, glamour, glitz, fun. And we worked very closely this last year together, to be on a committee to help, raise funds and do an event called Chicks and Chaps. And I would just want to say both of you, thank you so much. And to the other gals that couldn't be here tonight, but, we'll mention their names, in a minute here, but, welcome to the show, Sheila. And I appreciate you being here tonight. We go back.
Thank you. Yes, we go back probably when I first moved to Reading, so 30 years we've been running into each other.
Well, you came on the air when, you know, I always like to do a little backstory.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chicks and Chaps is a breast cancer. We're in October, so this is really important. We see the pink and the Think Pink, and we had Think Pink on with Dr. Lauren's show a couple nights ago. But Chicks and Chaps is a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness and funds stay local. And we love the fact that it we're going to talk a little bit about those funds and where they go. But the fact that, you know, we talk about no brick and mortar. We really wanted to stay individually for women and men or families that are kind of going through this. And we're going to talk about that with Sheila because she's got a handle on this since the fact that you've been at the helm of Chicks and Chaps for almost a decade.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And now we have, we had you last year. This year we're going to have Terry. And we're just getting bigger and bigger. We originally started over 16, I think it's about 16 years now. And the original CNC, I think we had about between 50 and 75 people. And now we're pushing 350, 375.
Mm-hmm. With a wait list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people, it's infectious. And when you go to an event and you know, like there were new people there last year. I think we had about 70 new people. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from various friends of mine that were there for the first time and they go, oh my God, that was such a great event. We want to come again next year. So they're already allotting time, planning on that May. So we always know that if you don't mind sharing with us, Sheila, about Chicks and Chaps started out of Montana, and it has to be attached or was originating out of rodeo culture.
Correct. And each CNC must be attached to a rodeo. I believe right now there's 14 across the United States. It came to us, I believe, about 2009. At the time, Bennett Gooch was in Montana and found out about it and then brought it to Reading. And we joined in as auxiliary to support it and be the main staffing we have. Auxiliary and women's rodeo and men's rodeo, and together we put on the event that we're very proud of.
Absolutely, and there's usually a rodeo clinic, and there's kind of, it's integrated with what's happening with rodeo. So again, the culture of, you know, the cowboy boots and the Think Pink and the whole thing with roping and all that good stuff. So next year, you've got a plan, Terry. Let's talk about the fact that we're going to bounce around here.
Okay.
So, next year, you have secured a place and we're changing the date. So it's the Friday of rodeo, but
no.
Tell our listeners what's going on.
It's in fact a week before the rodeo starts. So it's going to be on Saturday, May 2nd. And this year we're moving to the Senior Citizens Hall down off of Benton. So that's why we're going to have room for probably 350 to 375 guests this year. every year this event just grows. And like you said, Linda, we have people on the waiting list every year.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So this is going to be a big one. It's going to be really big. And it can just continue to get bigger.
And with the Senior Citizens Hall, there's a good chance either behind, close to the river, or in the front, there'll be activity with the rodeo.
Yeah, you know, so there's going to be, I don't think we've ironed out exactly what our clinic is going to be this year, but definitely we have more room, so we'll be able to go outside in the back behind the main hall at the Senior Citizen Hall and put on some kind of actual clinic, give people a taste of what that cowboy life is all about and what rodeo is.
And rodeo is just, we're so proud and blessed that we have such great rodeo grounds here in Reading, and to see that we've got the community came in hard.
They
hard,
did
fast, and hard. Yeah. And they were like, not going anywhere. And the voices were heard.
Yes, and we appreciate all of that because it is a community. And we can't do this without the support of the community. And we're fortunate to be able to help the people in need in our community through this program.
So when I first met you, Sheila, because we're going to talk about what the program, Chicks and Chaps, where some of the funds go, I just felt very proud. And I know, Terry, I speak for us that we were part of delivering checks last year to knowing that that the fun time of the luncheon was going to help somebody in need.
Correct. Yes, we've done very well. This year we're hoping to give over $20,000 to local patients, and Terry can explain a little bit more about what we're doing. We're working with headquarters in Montana to make that happen.
Yeah, so we're looking at an application process, something a little different than we've done before. We don't have the right facility or the right place to try to figure out where our patients can come from. So we're going to reach out to local doctors who know about breast cancer patients, and we will work on an application process for a grant to a family, a person who's in need, and be able to distribute money that way. So like Sheila said, we've got a good $20,000 that we'll be looking at distributing this year. And knowing that that money is going locally to people we could be sitting across the table from is amazing.
But there's a really good feeling, I'm sure, for people that are listening to the show and that were also involved in donating. I know that we just redeemed something, and, we thank you, some of the great sponsors that came out and donated items of whether it be jewelry or experiences, et cetera. But that knowing that in the giving that somebody is receiving, and that's the beautiful thing about our community in Reading. I mean, we love this community. We, how many times we've thought about, families that are over here and people are over here. And I do want to do a shout out because our son-in-law just got the call today that he is he has been chosen at the top of his field in as a marshal, U.S. Marshal, in the state of New Mexico. So he's the top of it. You can't get any further than that. And he's one of the youngest in the country.
Nice.
So,
congratulations.
So, when you think that you've got family here and family there, and so we just love this community and with people like yourselves. So thank you for being on the show tonight. But what I want to talk about is also in this segment that when I first met Sheila, she did a beautiful book because being a survivor. Do you mind if I get personal?
No, not at all.
Because you wrote about it and you did a beautiful a book about cowboy.
Correct.
And I love your story. And then this is how my heart became close to you as an individual for the work that you did.
Yeah, I was blessed to have a horse that really was intuitive. And through that process, I was able to meet children who were going through different stages of cancer. And I was sitting there one day and I thought, wow, how could I help these kids go through this? And there was a little girl that was looking at me as I was scrolling through my phone, looking at pictures of cowboy. To anybody who knows, when you're going through cancer, you get kind of anxious. So that's what I would do to relax myself. And her little head popped up, and she said, you know, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm looking at pictures of my horse. And she said, can I see? So I showed her the pictures. And from that afternoon, Cowboy the Magic Horse was born. And that is taking myself and my friend Jackie on a journey that we never anticipated. And through that, I got involved with Chicks and Chaps and helping other people and Fourth Angel and various nonprofits that help cancer patients. So it's been very, very healing.
And you're in my book, you're a hero for being so transparent about your experience, your testimony, and then bringing it into this beautiful visual that you can share in certain circumstances. When we come back, we're going to take a break. Let's talk about Fourth Angel, because that's a fantastic program that Chicks and Chaps also helps to give money to. And tell us exactly what does Fourth Angel mean. I think that's a powerful visual as well. We know that radio is very visual. I'm here with Terry Morlock. Jordan's over there, and she's being very but I'm sure Jordan has something to say, too, because she's a business owner in this town, and she all the time, when you think about what it is to be in the industry of what, how many people come across her chair, her business, and what it is to be able to be supportive and beautiful and bring good energy to people. So, you know, I commend you as well. I know that that's got to be trying at the end of the day, and plus being a mama too. So thanks for being here tonight. Happy anniversary. We're going to take a break right now. David's at the helm. This is Linda Bott. We're here with North State Now. We're live on the radio at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is always your talk radio. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back with Sheila Hoyer and Terry Morlock and Jordan and moi.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak chops and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cappy's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And welcome back to our program. I'm so happy to have you join us tonight. I've got Sheila Hoyer, Terry Morlock, and Jordan's in the house. And we're here, this is Linda Bott, we're here talking about Chicks and Chaps 2025. You know, we just worked really, really hard to put this event on, but we are so proud of the outcome. And we want to share with you tonight about where Chicks and Chaps. Before we took a break, we were talking about Fourth Angel Mentoring Program. You can go online and look that up. It's Fourth, the number four, TH Angel Mentoring Program. Sheila's going to tell us more about. That's just one of the programs that we like to share in for those who are going through recovery, in diagnosis, etc.
Correct. And Fourth Angel is a nonprofit. It was founded by a skater who had brain cancer, and you'll all know who he is. If you go to the site, you can read the story. And what they provide is a free service where they mentor patients through their journey. And there, if you have any questions of whether you are a patient or if you are the support system for a patient, they have resources. And they can also link you up with different things. And I encourage anyone going through cancer to, when you're in the hospital, the social worker is going to contact you. There's, each hospital has resources. Be sure to use them. That's why they're there. And if you have questions, go online and Google a specific cancer, and all sorts of support will come up for that cancer.
One of the patients had said, "What a positive experience. My match is a wonderful person and plans on calling me as his treatment progresses. I actually got cold chills from speaking with him. Being able to help someone is a tremendous feeling."
It is an amazing program. I was a part of it for 7 years, and it's just really one of the best ones out there. So.
Well, you've been amazing, Sheila, with how much you've mentored in the North State, being somebody who has gone through cancer and help people in their walk.
And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to provide support to people. It's a very, very scary thing, the diagnosis. It doesn't matter what kind of cancer. It's when they say the C word, you completely go blank. And so it's if you can help anybody in any way, whether it's supporting CNC or supporting Fourth Angel or any of the organizations out there, I encourage you to do so because it's a good thing.
So, Terry, and that concur. Terry, how did you... because we're you're equestrians, mm-hmm. So we had this love for horses and rodeo and stuff. But I mean, how did you find out about Chicks and Chaps, and what has it meant for you?
So I found out about Chicks and Chaps when I joined the Reading Rodeo Auxiliary, and my first year, part of auxiliaries, one of the duties is that we participate in, we help with Chicks and Chaps. Well, I totally misunderstood what my duty was for that first year. So I bought a ticket, and I was a person that ate lunch and listened to the speaker, and I didn't do a darn thing. That was my participation. And
but you did participate.
I participated by buying a ticket. Yes.
Yes, you did.
But then I quickly found out that that wasn't really what my job was supposed to be. It was to help support this event. So the next year, Sheila asked me to become part of the committee. And so now I'm in feet first and learning about it. And, you know, one thing I do want to say is, I mean, it means a lot to me because although I personally have not experienced cancer, I have had close family and close friends who have passed away from different kinds of cancer. But we could not do this event without the extraordinary help of so many organizations in Reading that donate money or food or baskets for raffle or jewelry. I mean, it's just amazing. Your radio station, who has given us wonderful advertisement to know that the let the community know that we have an event, it's just is incredible. And we just have such a wonderful committee or community.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
And so, again, for me, it's, you know, now I'm in feet first. I'm totally committed. I think it's a wonderful group. I think it's a wonderful event because we take care of the people right here in Shasta County. So it's whether it's you, Linda, across the table from me or the lady down the street or the man across the hall. It's, you know, knowing that we're committed to our own community means a lot to me.
And I also love the information that you shared tonight that we're going to be in a process of for people that can go onto the Chicks and Chaps site and fill out and know how they can be a recipient.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the fact that the funds that have been raised this last year are going to go to different programs, that there will be some set aside for the moms who, like we were talking about, when you get the diagnosis and you get the C word and you're like blank, where do I get food? How am I going to go to work? What do I do during treatments? What's happening with the kids? How am I going to, you know, I mean, all of these, and that's the fourth angel that can help. And also you, Sheila, and that you plug people in the community as well, and we'll do everything that we can. And that has also moved me as well. And I've loved this event. I've seen it when it first came to Reading and have watched it grow, as well. And feel like, you know, you're part of a body of something that is doing great things to help people in a crisis.
And we are just a small part of an army. I mean, we're a committee, but you look at all of our support in auxiliary, in men's rodeo, in women's rodeo. I mean, when you support rodeo, you are supporting a huge part of this community that CNC is a part of. And we couldn't do it without them.
Can we just take a minute or two and talk about the different associations involved when we see the guys in the red shirts, the rodeo association? Then you have a couple different groups that break out underneath that help
Correct.
Support that.
Correct. We have the auxiliary, and then we have the women's, which is a little different than auxiliary. Auxiliary started out as being the wives of the members, the men. And then it's kind of changed through the years. And also we have juniors, which Terry was a huge part of. And you can explain a little bit more about what the juniors do.
Okay so the juniors have, you know, small club, about 25 kids. We got down to two or three. We got it built back up.
I love that.
So they,
the future. They're the future.
Yes.
So they are learning the cowboy way of life. They have clinics of roping, of different kinds of riding. They are learning how to. They started a drill team. So we are hoping that by the rodeo next year, we will see our local junior rodeo group of drill team members. Drill out in front of, you know, the audience. And that has not happened in a long time. We haven't had a drill team in
years.
Yeah. My husband was he's not a child anymore.
Shout out to him. Hey.
My husband was in the juniors, and his dad was the drill master for many years back in the 70s, I think. And so it's been around rodeo forever here. It kind of died off and now it's back. And so, and that's great because we've got kids coming up and wanting to be a part of this rodeo life.
And that's the future.
That's the future. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being
thank
here
you.
Tonight. I'm proud to be associated. And thank you. And I love the Women's Auxiliary as well. We get to meet and talk about what's happening. And I like to be able to bring on our upcoming queen and talk about events that are going on that we can help the public know about that can support. I think we're going to be having, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a great big thing at the rodeo grounds. It's going to be a turning point moment. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But thank you so much, David, for being at the helm with Little Bliss. And Jordan for hanging out. Happy anniversary. That's going to be fun, you guys. Thank you so much again, Sheila Hoyer and Terry Morlach. This is Linda Bott signing off tonight on North State Now. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning with Carl for Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought